creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Yeah. host, Justin McPatches, bitches.
You're listening to Not For Air Radio, exclusively at podunkradio.com.
That's true. It is exclusively on podunkradio.com. That was a lie. We're also on Metal Zone Radio on Mondays as well. I'm a fucking liar. Oh, well. Anyway, welcome back to Not For Air here on podunkradio.com, the awesome station that is Podunk Radio. And I am joined from all the way across the pond once more, Sandy and Leo.
Hello.
You're moist.
Moist. Deep.
This time we're not drunk.
No.
Nope. Sober.
Yeah, sober. Amazing. Unusual for us, but, you know.
It's Thursday, so Tuesday was your birthday.
It's a Tuesday.
Correct, yes.
And we got fucked up.
Well and proper, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, we're giving our livers a rest today.
Just a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, and went out for a lovely meal last night. And everyone came. I was very, very touched. I thought it was lovely.
Yes, wow. Tuesday we went to Benihana.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. We had Jeff Boots and Irish Jeff, Power Down Jeff, whatever you want to call him, and Bart.
Yep.
From Caffeinated on there, including Tom and Jessica. My lovely wife, Nicole Velakis, who's sick, so there's no drunken escapades tonight with her.
No.
So it was a lovely, lovely evening.
And I don't forget Isis.
Well, of course Isis was there.
Yes.
No, not the group. A person.
No, no, not the terrorist group. No.
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 No. But yes, Jeff's lady. So yeah, it was awesome. We had a good time.
We did.
I had a lovely time.
And I've drunk my body weight in gin for the last couple of days.
Since a week ago.
And champagne.
Yes. Shall we have champagne? We
what was that,
gin.
Liam?
Champagne and what?
Now Liam's not talking into the microphone.
Ah, there you go.
Am I talking now?
No, yeah. There you go.
Liam.
There you go. Yeah. And then we had a shot of something cinnamony.
That's right, yeah.
That was like the Captain Crunch thing.
That was
it. Fireball and rum shotta.
Yeah. And a coconut mojito.
Just quite a lot of drinking.
Quite a lot. But amazingly, felt okay today.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So that's good. Yeah, so I do too.
I can report that 50 feels no different to 49, and I still look a lot younger than I am, so bollocks to it.
I don't think there was any issue ever anyway.
No. It's just in my head.
Yeah, it's one of those in-your-head things.
Yeah. Liam doesn't care.
You're giving yourself
50.
A head fuck.
All right, love.
Like the caffeinated. Oh, yeah, so these guys were on a caffeinated.
Oh, my God.
Too.
Yeah, that was... Well, it was a head fuck because... First of all, I couldn't believe I was in the same, I can't say room because we were sitting outside, but I couldn't believe I was in the presence of Mr. Boots, Bart.
We're not worthy.
And Kyle, because to us, it's been something we've listened to thousands of miles away on the internet for the last year. And we were a bit, I've got to be honest, I was starstruck. I was a bit fangirl to start with.
I don't know why.
And they weren't as scary as we thought. They were nice people.
No, they are nice people. They're good friends of mine.
They're good. And we gave Bart a lovely Motorhead mug, which he liked. And Mr. Boots, I call him Mr. Boots. I don't know why I feel the need to call him Mr. Boots, but I do. Gave him a set of Star Wars English stamps, which he was very pleased with. Didn't give Kyle anything, you know, but he was nice.
He didn't even come to dinner. Poor fucking Kyle.
We saw him running towards us. Oh, yes.
Well, he does that. He's the coffee mug.
He's, he's keeping fit, so that's good, you know. Yeah. But yeah, it was good, but it was a bit like, whoa, you know.
It's not easy to do.
No, it's not actually, you know.
Breaking us in gently.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But, you know, there are certain aspects of caffeinated.
I didn't mean it to come out that way.
No. Don't be rude. Oh, God, let's not get into double fisting at this stage too early.
Oh, yeah. See,
bam bagging instead.
I taught our friends here some American terms. Well, it's terms everywhere, but I guess I look at them like I taught Liam last week. We told the story about the brown bag from 7-Eleven and the Rolling Rock. And then I'm like, hey, have you ever double fisted? And of course, what? No. It's when you have two drinks at the same time in both hands. When you're at a party or at a club or a bar, sometimes you just want to have double fisting going on.
You see, I hear double fisting, and I know that my friends back in England will be now choking on their drinks at that expression. Because in the UK, we all know what fisting means, and never mind fisting, what about double fisting? Well, you know, that would bring tears to your eyes, wouldn't it, really? But, you know.
Some people it can be done.
This is true. Some people deserve it to be done, you know.
Yeah. We taught them about that. I taught them about Lumbersexual.
Yeah, Lumbersexual. And we taught you about dogging.
Dogging,
yes.
Also furries.
Furries. Oh, God, furries. Now, that is very strange. Very strange. I don't think that's something that's hit the UK yet. Is that right, Liam? I don't know.
Did you see that one in West Palm Beach?
I did see
you
that.
You just had the tail and the ears.
The only thing is I was quite drunk at the time, so it passed me by, luckily.
Yeah,
so,
they didn't really have too much good music going on that night.
Yeah, that was a shame. We went to O'Shea's.
And that was busy.
Anymore. And it was absolutely packed to the gunnels because there was a
UFC.
Boxing match.
No, UFC.
UFC.
Mixed martial arts.
Oh, there we go. So we didn't stay there long. And then we went to Hullabaloo's, which was very nice indeed. In fact,
poor
they were.
Shit.
What? Anyway, they were playing, initially, they were playing quite nice music in the background, including a little bit of Bowie, and, you know, it was good. I mean, a lovely meal, and again, I had more drinks and a cocktail. And then a DJ turned up and started playing crap music in the corner.
Shit craft beer.
Yeah.
And it was rubbish.
Liam had rubbish. A beer that was so rubbish. Thick you could cut it with a knife. And then we went to Respectable Street, which is where we went last year, and I was expecting to hear some good music. And it was sounded like Pinky and Perky on Acid, disco beat, something or other. But Nicole did request a David Bowie song because I'm still in mourning about David Bowie. And they played Suffragette City, which we danced our asses off to.
Yeah.
But then that was it. And we were back to the Pinky and Perky shite after that. So we left not long after that.
Well, I was tired. I had the Treasure Coast Freak Show happening. So yeah. I was doing a convention.
I just wanted to go in for a cup of tea.
I do like a cup of tea.
Well, we all like a cup of tea when we get home. Even if it's the middle of the night, a cup of tea just puts you right, makes you feel back at home again, settles you down for the night, you know. I don't know if it's an English thing, but I think Justin and Nicole are quite tea people as well, so, you know.
Well, we have it, so.
Yeah.
But might as well fucking drink it.
Exactly, you know, so.
It's not bad, no.
Yeah, we're into the, how much, we've got like 5 days left now before we go back, so.
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to go into Universal on Friday. However, myself and my husband have been discussing the fact that possibly we might not do that unless Nicole has booked the tickets already. Because we'd rather hang out with Justin and Nicole's friends and do stuff with them, to be
fair.
We can
do that, yeah, that's better.
Because we can do Universal next year.
Yeah. It's not going anywhere.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly. That is not going to go anywhere. And I've still got my head, let's face it, it's still hanging on by a thread off my neck at the moment. So I'm just a bit worried about getting on a ride and then suddenly go, oh dear, Sandy's head's fallen off. You know, which wouldn't be good.
I don't think it'd be quite as calm as that.
No.
Like, Liam would just go, hey, oh, Sandy's head fell off. You know, like nothing. Yeah. Like it's a normal everyday fucking occurrence.
Quick, someone catch Sandy's head. She's dropped it. And stick it back on with some glue. That'd be smashing.
No, you got to put like a fucking stick.
And put my head on a stick. Yeah, yes, that'd be lovely. Yes,
just you know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So
pack together a bit of rope.
Yeah.
Now, someone just did something unfortunate in this room.
What?
I'm not quite sure where it came from. But as Liam is acting the innocent, I'm presuming it's come from his direction. I don't know if we can discuss this on Podunk, but anyway,
I don't know.
So. Unfortunately,
don't look at me. I don't own it.
No, poor Nicole is a bit poorly at the moment with the flu thing. So
yeah, she's got a cold and stuff.
When Justin goes in to see how she is later, I think he could maybe break the news back Universal, which probably will make her a bit happier because it's not so much of a stress to drive there when you're ill. And you
no,
know.
Let her find out when this airs. Fuck you, here. Listen to it when it airs, Nicole.
Yes.
No.
And now she goes to Universal on her own and leaves us here. Yes.
No, I don't think she'd do
no,
that.
No, but I think I really have enjoyed
Cockwomble.
I've really enjoyed Cockwomble, and what can I say? So, yes.
You like it here.
I do like
Meg
it.
Meg O'Malley's?
I loved Meg O'Malley's. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was.
And as soon as we walked Melbourne. In, well, again, we because Liam was wearing a lovely Ziggy Stardust t-shirt and I've got my lovely new David Bowie tattoo, and we walked in and this barmaid came straight up to us, stroked Liam's t-shirt and then she took a picture of my tattoo and then brought out some amazing photos of some relative of hers who was responsible for bringing David Bowie to America when he was first, you know, doing his singing, so kind of like late 60s. The pictures were amazing. So
there you go.
You know, what are the chances, eh? You know.
Hey.
So, yes, it's been amazing.
But enough about that. Me and Liam did car bombs.
Oh, yeah, 2 car bombs.
It was good.
Yeah.
Fucked you up.
Messed me up.
Yeah, it was good, though. No, it's been a fun trip, you know. You guys are over here hanging out. And, you know, this is just our local area. We hang out here a lot. I got, of course, the guys over at Caffeinated. And coming up after this is the Power Hour of Love, which is another awesome show here on Podunk. Another Florida show, specifically Port St. Lucie. So I'm starting to get the spreading around going here, little by little. But, you know, as we always, we appreciate our listeners everywhere, including over across the pond. Thanks to the Bastard Club, and of course people like Venus DeVilo, the Cadaver Club, 13 Shots, and of course Hannah and Dave, and Sandy and Liam.
Oh yes, and hello to Hannah and Dave.
Hello, Tobacco Factory.
Oh. Yeah, and Tobacco Factory. We'll be in you next week, Tobacco Factory.
Oh yes. And Liam, you won't be here for St. Patrick's Day.
No. Although we are,
I'll teach him how to make some car bombs.
Well, why don't we celebrate? I think we should celebrate St. Patrick's Day on Saturday.
I don't know if it'll be the same.
Well, apparently Meg O'Malley is celebrating it.
You don't want to be in that crowd, trust me.
Oh, really?
It's a thing. Okay, yeah.
2 pints of Guinness and that's it. I'll celebrate it.
Full of twats at Meg O'Malley.
No, I just don't like being around people.
It'll be too people-y.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. Okay. I don't know how it is up there.
Hey, we could just celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
On the back porch and get drunk.
Exactly.
They like sitting on the back porch, by the way.
Oh, it's lush. Yeah.
It's not quite as hot as or cold as...
The Tikka flames going...
Yeah, tiki flames.
Yeah.
The crickets. Love it.
The crickets and the tree frogs.
Oh, yeah. Alligator.
And the candles. And the lovely warm summer breeze. Well, it's summer breeze to us because, you know, in Britain it's disgustingly cold. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's that time of year.
Which we will be. I think we're trying to make the most of the warmth before we go back to the horrible, dark, cold, wet, damp UK.
You think it's that cold, huh? What was the temperature when you left?
It's all right.
It's not bloody right. It was about minus freaking 2 when we left.
Was it? Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Sandy and Liam have been picking up the Pure Honey magazine from Respectables, and Liam's been reading it with the posters.
Oh, yeah, the one for Sandy's birthday.
Yeah, the one with David the posters, Bowie. David Bowie.
David Bowie poster.
Yeah, they have a lot of cool stuff in there, though. I like to say that a lot. Pure Honey's good. Yeah. It makes it seem like, wow, there's a lot of cool stuff down in Miami and South Florida, like a lot of local shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel that people need to go to local shows and support local bands. And do that kind of stuff because we really deserve that here and everywhere, really. Mm. I mean, you guys have I know a couple touring bands that go through Bristol, and you guys have a lot of acts and stuff in Bristol, yeah, music wise. I mean, pubs that
lots of local gigs.
Oh, yeah, that's good. A few American ones that came over.
Actually, yeah, give a shout out.
Green Jello,
that's
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it them that were playing Bristol, but I was going to another concert that night? Yeah. We won't mention the other concert. But
Duran?
That's the one.
Yes. I don't care.
Okay.
What do you think? We're going to get sued?
I thought you might think it was embarrassing.
No, why? No, you like Duran. That's you and your thing.
Okay. What was I going to say? Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to, speaking of gigs, to our friend Claire, who is the biggest gig goer in Bristol, apart from Big Jeff. Big Jeff is a bit of a legend who goes to every single gig in Bristol going. Everything.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, he's Mad Dog.
He's always there. And Claire is the female version, and she goes to gigs every flipping night. She is hardcore. I respect her. I want to be like her. She's just brilliant.
We had a guy like that here. His name was Mad Dog. He moved to North Carolina, though, him and his wife. But they were like that. He's like our local... Like, if you looked at him, you go, okay, he's a punk rocker. You know, mohawk, tattoos, had the vest, and all that stuff. You know, and he was always at the local shows. Mm-hmm. He wasn't in a band or anything. No. He's just a big supporter. Mm-mm. He supports the show, and I will get you your stickers and flyers when I can. I got a lot of stuff going on, so when I get a chance, I'll mail it out to you because we got to get this going here. But anyway, let's play some tunes. We'll be back, and we'll talk more. I got a book here from Sandy and Liam.
Yes.
It is a dictionary of Bristol, and it's how to speak in because believe it or not, real quick, when they meet people here, they go, oh, where are you from? And they're like, oh, we're from England. And they're
Cheers
like,
drive.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, well, you know, Manchester. No, it's like, oh, London. No, they just get really toned and like,
and they lose
no.
interest when we say Bristol.
And they're like, what?
Because where's that? They don't know Bristol.
Well, that's like saying, oh, I'm in Port, you know, oh, you're from Florida. You know, they're thinking of like Miami or Orlando, some fucking place. I'm like, no, I'm in Port St. Lucie. So anyway, I got them. But yeah, you guys have a totally different accent than you would if somebody was in London or North England, South England, right? And, you know, I can tell the difference now because I've been hanging out with you guys and I've talked to other people from England for the radio. But I got a book here and I'm going to read some of these dictionary words, see if I can do it correctly.
And maybe we'll have a little conversation in Bristolian.
We'll give it a try.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck up. And I'm not even drunk tonight.
All right, my barber. Anyway.
She said she wants to cut my hair.
Yeah.
Is that what you said, my barber, right?
That means, are you okay, my dear chap?
God damn it. All right, we'll be back. Fucking words.
Good evening, and welcome to the BBC.
Come on, Sandy.
Okay, right, so Nicole, Justin, everybody, no, it's fine. So we're at Hannah and Dave's tonight. We were supposed to be going to Being Boiled, but for various reasons, we're not there. And we had a better offer, so we decided to come to Hannah and Dave's house and get pissed. Yay! Which is good.
So, and have a dance.
And currently, Emma, Dave and Hannah are boogieing in the living room. Hannah's...
And welcome back. So yeah, that was your guy. So people don't know, Sandy and Liam and Hannah and Dave have done their own little radio thing over at Bristol at both their houses, including the back passage of the garden. And we called it over here. I named it the Drunkenated English Cast. It's a fun show, though. You guys are actually really good. It's fun. Considering, what do you use, like an iPad?
Yeah, basically, it's like a tablet. It's not even an iPad. It's like just like a tablet.
That's the same thing. Yeah. You guys just record on a tablet.
We record it, and then I email it to Justin. Yes, once I've sobered up, obviously. Yes, yes.
Sometimes we get random calls. Hello.
Yes, I do. I do like to do drunken
calls
on the older Facebook Messenger, which we discover is free. So, in fact, that's how we call Nicole and Justin to have a chat these days rather than use the phone.
Well, if you use your phone to do a good old ring, it's fucking expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not too bad from the UK. However, it's a lot damn cheaper. I think it costs nothing if we do it on the on the Facebook. So, and one of Justin's friends, Bart, gets more of it than anyone else just because we love his voice. Well, I love his voice. It's that very Southern American accent. Yeah. But having said that, most of the time when he won't pick the phone up, but he will leave us a voice message. But it's quite often him doing an English accent.
Yeah.
Or, you know, being Brian Blessed or...
Jesus.
Yes, you know, which is lovely. And actually does a very good Brian Blessed impression. Gordon's alive. And the thing is, you know, and actually it's weird listening to that little intro of the Queen there because... I sound nothing like that now because my voice has dropped somewhat since last year after the Slash attack.
Well, hold on. Let me hold on. Here's a little more of a... Here's further in. So I think as you go on through the episode, it gets a lot fucking...
Yeah.
So hold on. Let's see.
He's kind of seemed okay.
That's kind of...
And he did some fire breathing, which was really fun. But I think his poor hand is really hurting
again now because he's put his sling back on and snuggled into Sandy
For some comfort. So I think he's maybe overdone it. I don't know.
You sound like children when I do that. Bunch of young English kids getting shit-faced,
yes.
You broke into Daddy's liquor cabinet, have you?
Yes. That was a rather legendary night where Dave made everyone do fire breathing with absinthe.
I like Dave. He's funny.
Yes. I think you'll get on. I think Dave needs to do a show with you because I think you'd be... Dave, our friend, works for the BBC. So
yeah.
And has been involved in many amazing natural history documentaries over in the UK.
Yeah. I think I would do well over there, I think, if I went over there.
Yeah, yeah. So
probably better than I do here.
So he's a very experienced...
he's awesome.
...BBC person. He makes me laugh because when we do these drunkenated podcast things, or... Sorry, the... Drunkenated, is that right?
Drunkenated
English cast.
Yeah.
He's always telling us off because we always put the recording device on a ceramic plate.
And then it
on a glass
the
table,
whole thing, yeah.
You know, and
last
he does.
We put them in crisps.
And he does keep pointing. Liam's quite often to be found staggering around, pissed in the background.
Yeah,
falling over. And then I'm often to be found pissing myself laughing at Liam falling
don't
over.
Don't forget to talk into the microphone, Liam.
That was a one off, Sandy.
Well, let me think about this now. The podcast that Justin just gave us a sample of, there was a moment in that where Liam was dancing wildly in a northern soul style and fell on his ass. That was
part of my moves.
The first one we did in the backyard, Liam again fell into a wall, whereupon I lost the plot and had to leave the room.
See, I don't understand.
Examining the bitquirk.
I've seen Liam drink here and Liam just be like, you know, good as a cucumber here.
Well, the thing is, when Dave's a bad influence, I've got to be honest.
Here we go with the influences again. I've got my own mind, I do what I like.
You've got your own mind, love.
Liam,
yes.
Go get us car bombs. No, he's not moving. He's behaving.
But no, we're all being very good today. We're all giving our livers. I think our livers are crying today, but they're thanking us for, you know, whoops. For they're thanking us, you know, for giving them a break from the booze. And
it's probably the best idea.
I feel better for it today, to be honest with you. You know, so. And today we went out and I saw some lovely pussies. Oh, they were so sweet.
You see some pussies?
Yes.
Oh yeah, the cat store.
The cats. Yeah. In the pet store. Cats. Beautiful. Yes. Then Justin's currently kissing his phone.
I spilled my tea on it. Luckily, it's one of those water.
I thought he was snogging it. I was
I'm not snogging my phone.
So he was giving good tonguing there.
Well, if I put Nicole's picture up, maybe.
Then he would be, yes. Yeah. Poor child. She's poorly at the moment.
She'll be all right.
Yeah, she'll be all right.
She's tough.
She's tough, yes. But I think we have come to the conclusion on our little holiday that we might give Universal a bit of a wide berth this Friday. It's been because various reasons. And then we can meet up with your pals.
Yes.
Lovely Isis and Jeff and Tom and Jessica and everybody before we go a couple of times. In fact, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, that'd be all right. That'd be fun.
I just want to hang out with everybody, you know, and just like feel the vibe.
You know, I paid them to hang out with us. I don't have friends.
Oh, it was. Ah, I see.
I'm a fucking asshole. I don't have any friends.
No, I don't think that's true. That's true,
Liam. I'm an asshole, yeah?
No, you're same bloke.
Thank you.
Same. And I was very, it's lovely that everyone came out last night. I still can't get over it. It was lush.
Well, you know, it's your birthday, and Benihana's is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So
we didn't get really the nice view you wanted. Because let me back the story up. So last June, it was my birthday, and Liam's birthday later on in a month. But it was my birthday when it came up the first and second week of June. So, as we all know, time's already ahead. You know, the clock's already forward. And I'm in Florida, so the sun stays out a little bit longer, and it's fucking hot. And I'm on the east coast of Florida, so we don't actually see the sun set on the east, we see it in the west. Well, where Benihana's is in Stewart, it's right on the river we got there, brackish water leading out to the inland and stuff. And you can see the sun kind of setting behind all the woods and shit up past 95, but anyway. So Sandy was seeing that during our dinner, because we went a little bit earlier last time. Then we went last night. So she was like, oh, this is, you know, wonderful and stuff. And, you know, so last night, unfortunately, we didn't really get there till about 7:30. We're not switching the clocks ahead until Sunday. And it's still spring-ish. So it's not later yet. But it was still pretty.
Yeah, it was lovely. But I think that Benihana's is, in fact, the place which made me decide to come back here for my birthday.
I have them to blame.
So, I remember sitting there in June with my coconut mojito, looking out over the view and just think, and I said to myself, where do I want to be on my big birthday? And I thought, do I want to be here sipping a coconut mojito in Florida or do I want to be in Bristol? No offense to Bristol, but, you know, it's all cold and damp and dark. And I thought, no, I want to be here. So that's why the main reason that we came back, you know.
It's a fun place.
And it's lovely, you know, so it, I've had a lovely birthday and I got thoroughly spoilt by everybody and I feel well loved and yeah, it's good. So it's really good. But I'm equally looking forward to celebrating my birthday when I get back to the UK with my friends and seeing my family. And we're having a big party.
At the tobacco factory.
No.
No.
At the Hatchet.
At the Hatchet.
Yeah, the Hatchet, which
What you should have got me was a book of all the pubs. In Bristol.
I'm sure there probably is one, actually.
We got a map picture.
Bristol. Hey, Bristol. That's Liam, Bristol.
Yeah.
Now, Liam can be my map. He'll go through the whole book for me. He'll write it out and be like, here
Don't
you
need
go.
A book. Got me.
Liam knows all the pubs in Bristol, believe me.
Liam knows everything there like I know everything here. All the places to go. Like Duffy's.
We love Duffy's.
Yes, you do.
We do love Duffy's, yeah.
Two for one. And we didn't even drink today.
No. Today we've been very good. Yeah.
Lovely lunch.
Yeah. Lovely. And, oh my God, yesterday we went to this place. What was it called? The
Key Lime House.
Key Lime House, where they do the infamous
Key Lime
pie. Oh my God. Well, we had lunch there. Jesus Christ on a stick. How much food was there? I mean, I was going down the menu and looking for a starter. And I decided to go for chicken wings. jerk chicken wings. And she came up and she went, do you want 10 or 20? And I was thinking, 3 would be okay for a starter. So anyway, she brings it along. I think I managed to snaffle about 4.
Yeah.
And then I gave up. So they all went to the box. We're doing a lot of this in the box You're thing at the moment.
You're supposed to feed the pelicans with the rest.
Are you? Sod that. We pay good money for that. And then the main course was jambalaya. And I mistook the garlic bread for a sausage.
You did. You know, the only place that actually had a menu that you were like, oh, this makes sense, was Hubble Baloo. Because it had one side with food and the other.
Yeah.
That's like, you guys have menus like that over at home.
Yeah.
You know, here, you know, we got a book.
Just give me fish and chips.
Is the menu. Yeah. It's very good. But even then, I just find when you order something, it's not simple as it. You say, right, okay, I want a salad. Okay, what's that? Caesar salad. Okay. And what dressing do you want with that? Do you want this, or this? And you just sit there going, often I just wait for Nicole or Justin to suggest something. And so I'd like eggs. And how would you like your eggs? This way, Nicole? So, you know, it's a lot of choice. It's not a bad thing.
Ooh.
A lot of choice.
How about we get up early tomorrow? Okay. Let's get up, because we're not drinking tonight, so we should be fine.
Yes.
We'll get up early tomorrow, and I'll take you to Bob Evans, and we'll get that American breakfast stuff.
Oh, yes. Let's go for American breakfast tomorrow. Yeah. That'd be amazing. Yeah, I would like that. Definitely.
There you go. Look at that. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, because that's one thing we have to do while we're in America.
We haven't done it yet. Yeah. Last time we went to the pancake place.
Yes.
That was good.
Yeah, so yeah, American breakfast is one of our requests that we want anyway, so that's good.
I never did get my fucking Irish breakfast. I
wanted. No. But we did make them a roast dinner on Sunday.
Yes, you did.
And we actually managed to get the proper pork chipolatas and Irish bacon.
Yes.
And we did pigs and blankets with the roast chicken, and that went down a storm. So.
Yes, it was better with the sausage this time.
Yeah.
But you tried your best last time, but that was just our American sausage. Yeah. It wasn't the same.
We improvised. Didn't
but it worked out really well this time. You guys did get, thanks to the English shoppie that we went to up in Melbourne. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh,
see,
yes.
I keep an eye out.
With the lady with the clearly fake Cockney accent. Yes. We went to this British shop in, where was it? What was the place called?
Melbourne.
Yeah. Melbourne. Yeah, it's a British shop. Julie's British shop, who sells British stuff at high prices. So anyway, we went in there.
Oh, I imagine it's the same price it would be at home, right?
No.
Only an American?
No.
And you got a can of Tango?
Nope. The sausages in that shop were nearly $10.
Holy shit.
Which is about £7. A packet of sausages in the UK is about £2.
Which is what, like $4?
Which is £4. Yeah, $4. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Around that, yeah.
That's not bad. How big are the packages?
Well, you get much. I mean, they were like those thin chipolata sausages. You wouldn't pay £7 for that. You would pay a couple of quid.
Two for the price in Rhonish, something like that.
Yeah, and so yeah.
I'll just be over there making my own sausage out of animals.
Just going to go around killing sheep. No, but
the Welsh.
The lady behind the counter who is English. Nicole and Justin walked in and said, oh, these are our friends. They're English, you see. So she immediately looked at me and went, well, where are you from? Well, she went, where are you from, governor? Knees up, mother brain. Knees up, mother brain. You know. So I said, Bristol. And she went, oh. You know.
That seems to be your major response.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. He said, oh, you're from England. Oh, where are you from? Bristol. Oh.
Fuck.
I'm terribly sorry. You know.
Then it went away, didn't it?
Yeah. And then we had somebody offering to be our tour guide outside.
Maybe I should let you guys go with them and see what happens.
Yeah, we might have been tied up in someone's garage and killed by now. I'm glad that you didn't let us go with that man, actually. You know.
Yeah, he's a creeper. Mm. All right, let's play like a couple more songs. We'll be back to finish up here.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
But first.
He's forgotten. But your hands, tomorrow we'll remember when you wake up.
So the music's gone very psychedelic. We're still dancing. Sandy's still not
We've
dancing.
Taken acid.
No, we have.
for Air Radio with Justin Jordan, exclusively on PodunkRadio.com.
And welcome back to Not for Air Underground Radio here on PodunkRadio.com. So real quick, a couple weeks we got Reunite Fest. Actually, next week, I believe, right after St. Patrick's Day. So it's a huge event, very important, so I'm going to go over that real quick. So it's $5 advance. You can get them over at Big Dog Comics, I believe Green Life Cafe, and you can definitely get it from any of the bands playing. It's $7 at the door. It is at Distillery, which is in Stewart, off of East Ocean, past downtown, right next to one of those, what's the fuck's that place? It's called, it's a green market thing. Anyway. So definitely check that out. But here's a couple of the bands. We got Mind Like Water, On Watership Down, In Like Flynn, Glad, Exploding Horse Boy, which I'm excited for, The Alleys, Loyal Frisbee, and Abolish. Also sponsored by Big Dog Comics and H2 Ocean. Please check it out. That is Saturday, the 19th of March, right after St. Patrick's Day. And right after, Morbid Movies with Army of Darkness down in Lake Worth, Movies of Lake Worth. I'll be there, along with the beautiful, wonderful host of Underground Horror Radio, Nicole Velakis, author. Hello, Sandy and Liam.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. Okay. Next caller, please.
Just
actually, we could call. If they were up, I could probably use the Skype to call them.
Yeah.
But we're not going to, because it's 3 o'clock in England.
That is a yes, and they've got work. So
fuck that. Let's call them anyway. Liam, what's the number, brother?
Oh my gosh.
By the way, what is an example? You don't have to say your whole phone number, but what's an example of a phone number in England? Is it like
117-345-694?
Well, yeah, like the area, you've got an area. So like for the landlines, yeah. So in Bristol, it's 0117.
That's fucking confusing.
And then most people have a 9 in front, but the new one numbers are beginning with a 3.
Oh, okay.
And it's sort of like...
Here it's 772. That's the area code for Fort St. Lucie and Fort Pierce.
Well, everybody, I don't know if it's the same in America, but everybody has mobile phone numbers all begin with 07.
Oh, not here. Everybody has, depending on what area code you live in.
We're all, for everyone's 07.
For mobile.
For mobile, okay. In the whole country, yeah. 07, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Or 7-8.
But we don't really, nobody really uses their landline anymore, really.
So you just have everybody on your phone and you just...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like if we lost our phone mobiles, we'd be fucked.
You'd be fucked.
It's like our life's on there, you know. Yeah.
Oh, well, we got a caller. You're from the harbor. She was rude to you. I'm just kidding. Sandy works at the harbor.
Yes, yes. I'm really looking forward to go. To be, don't get me wrong. I better not talk about it on air just in case somebody from work listens. Yeah, yeah. So, you know how it is.
Yeah, you can talk shit about the station I want. By the way, everybody, please tune in whenever you can to Death Rock Radio from Tampa Bay. They're fucking amazing. My show's on there probably at midnight tonight with McPatch's Underground Horror Radio Remix. Well, you know, a little bit of stuff from Underground Horror Radio without all me talky boring. With Nicole, and then there's Death Rock Radio, Metal Zone Radio up in Melbourne. So if you're a metalhead, I think you'll totally dig that. I'm more into punk and alternative. So a lot of cool stations out there. Please support independent radio. It's important because we're playing your music. Because FM ain't going to fucking do it. So that's the end of that. Maybe in England they will in FM because they're probably a lot better than we are here in America. Greed.
Well, we do have some good radio stations, yeah. So as I said, 6.
Like Podunk?
Well, BBC. I would say BBC Six Music is very good.
Yeah,
and plays very good music, and alternative punk, everything. So,
I like that you guys get Podunk in England.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So. Online, but you know it's cool, and you know you got Podbean. Check out Not For Air Podcast at podbean.com.
Yeah.
Very cool. All Sandy's shows are on there. My shows are on there. Everybody's shows is on there.
Yeah.
Including what's coming up next, the Power Hour of Love with Charb Royal and El Bandito.
Ooh.
That is Fort St. Lucie's very own superheroes. Did you know that? That's who they are.
Okay, I did not know.
They give love advice as well.
Do they?
They do. Oh. And they play all kinds of odd, interesting music from all over.
Okay.
It's a much better show than this one.
I'll give it a listen.
Well, you guys made the show better, but it's a much better show than when I'm normally by myself.
Yeah. But yes, it is a joy and an honor to be on your show again.
Oh, yes.
That's my new Cheers voice.
Drive. Cheers, Drive.
Yes.
All right, let me get the book real quick, see what I got.
We're going to talk about...
We got a couple minutes here.
Bristol now.
Yeah, here
and
we go.
We'll do our proper Bristolian accent thing now.
Let's see
you
if
don't
I can...
really speak like that in real life.
No.
Oi, Cockney. Oh, the governor.
Oi, Cockney bastard. That woman in that British shop clearly was putting on a
fake... Are you sure
fake...
she wasn't Australian?
She was. She might have been. It was just the most fake Cockney accent I've ever heard. It was like...
You get a pawn shop.
What the fuck? Start again.
Pound means pound.
Yeah.
So, do you get e down a pawn shop?
Do you get down to the pound shop? Do you want to go to the pound shop, maybe?
Do you get e down the pawn shop?
See, Liam knows what he's saying. Fucking words, man. You guys' words are fucking confusing.
I mean, you know, there are various... I mean, me and Liam are from Bristol, and we could go for... I mean, after a few drinks, it comes out, you know. But here, my babber, is you going down the pound shop, babber, or something?
Sabout. It means it's about.
It's about.
Sabout.
You know.
What's that about?
Sabout, yeah.
And we live in an area... Well, we don't know Cycle, but which is sort of by Bedminster, but everyone calls it...
Bedminster.
And we go shopping in Asda, which is part of Walmart. They're called Asdol.
See, you call your friends, your mates,
mates
Shag.
Yeah.
You call them Shag.
Shag.
It says right here, Shag, a friend-mate. All right. Albright Shag.
No, I don't do that. No, I...
No, but it says right here.
Never heard of it.
It says Shag means
never heard
a friend...
say that.
It's, I have it in the fucking book. It says a friend slash mate is a shag.
Okay. A shag.
Liam is my shag.
A shag.
That's just wrong.
Means an act of sexual
intercourse. It means fucking. Yes. It's a fuck.
Yes.
Do you fancy a shag?
Do you fancy a shag, my babber?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, that's what it says in this book. It says shag is friend.
We're trying to bring in to the English language the word that ISIS taught us.
Snapper biscuit.
Snapper biscuit.
And in the word I taught you, goat fuck.
And goat fuck. I do love snapper biscuit.
Horseshit rubbish.
Yes, yes.
Let's see. Spoonie, uncool. So if you're a spoonie, it's uncool.
Spoonie.
Again, I've not heard of that one.
You don't even know your own fucking words, right?
Here,
let me give you your book back so you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, there are certain areas of Bristol where people might say more of those things than where
down
we
in the ghetto.
Yeah, no, we're in this cool area called Scytheville, which is a bit, you know,
don't speak like that there.
No. It's full of middle class tosses.
So them means those. Of course, that's the same thing, them.
Them
shoes.
Them.
Them.
Oh, yeah, them. Them shoes. Or them's me daps mind, which means they are my trainers, mind you.
Do you set the video? So you call video for video.
Video.
Yes. Jew set the video.
Looking
will you
the
set
window.
The video? Which is a bit out of date now, as we don't have video recorders, really.
You just call them DVDs, right?
Yes. Jew set the TiVo box would be more appropriate.
Wolf. A wild animal belonging to the dog. A wolf. So another word for a wolf is wolf.
Wolf.
Wolf. It says, Wasser time, Mr. Wolf.
Wasser time, Mr. Wolf means... What is the time, Mr.
Wolf? Wolf tickets.
Oh,
tickets. I told you about wolf tickets.
Seen them last time we were here?
Yeah, wolf tickets.
Not pretty sight.
And Justin's always talking about thirsty.
Thirsty motherfuckers online, yeah. That's when you get them. When you get those motherfuckers that are hounding ladies, like, I'll set you up, baby. Yeah, fuck her. They just get on there and, you know, they're thirsty. Fuck them.
They're really cockwombles.
They are cockwombles, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Twats.
Twats.
And there he goes again saying twat, when in fact the word is twat.
Twat arse.
Cum dumpster.
Cock.
Cock. Quack.
Flange.
Hey guys, are you from England? You know, I like Manchester United.
No, I'm from Bristol.
Fuck off. Hey, what did we learn today? I learned about Chelsea today.
Yes, whilst in Duffy's, we were
watching a
football match with Chelsea against
Paris. German Paris, something like that.
It's Paris Saint-Germain.
Germain.
Anyway, we'll say no more about
By the way, yes. I really like the name of that town you guys live by. West Supermare sounds like
Weston Supermare.
It sounds like a super village. It really does. Like,
it's a bit rough, Babs. It's a seaside town where...
Is that a new period?
But lots of northerners go on holiday there.
It's like this by the sea, eh?
Yeah, oh yes. Well, it is kind of the sea, but it's not like Florida Sea. The water's a bit grey, and the tide never comes in.
Really?
And then...
Lots of brummies
going
there.
Wouldn't want to go swimming in it, would you, darling? Because, as I think Liam must explain the next part to you about swimming in that sea. I'll leave it to Liam.
Well, you know, people do go swimming in it, but, you know, you've got to be careful. You might end up with a logger in your mouth.
And you don't want that.
What's a logger?
Or some toilet paper wrapped around
your mouth. Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's like on the Jersey Shore. I gotcha.
It's a bit turdy.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
But just spit it out and carry on. That's
oh,
the British
my God,
spirit.
Now I get it.
The British spirit. Get a logger in the mouth.
So what is that, like the sewer sea? Is that what's going on over there?
It's not very clean.
Basically.
God damn it.
Disgusting.
There's pictures of it.
Son of
it blue,
bitch.
But it's brown. It is brown.
There are much cleaner beaches in Devon and
Cornwall. But we love it.
Venice.
We love it for its brownness, not its blueness.
Right.
Yeah, but like if you go to Devon and Cornwall, there are some lovely beaches with clear blue sea, and you know, Weston is not very, you know, it's got a nice pier, and Nicole did enjoy the fish and chips.
You can walk out for miles and get stuck in the mud.
Yeah. We don't want that.
No.
All right, that's it. We're gonna play one more song. We're out of here. Thanks everybody for listening. Hey, Sandy and Liam, thank you for coming
on.
Thank you. The wonderful, everlasting, 6-year running, Not For Air.
Woo-hoo.
Radio, whoopity doo.
Thank you, bye-bye.
All right, we'll be back. Listen to Podunk Radio on a regular basis. I got some new stuff on the work, so tune in. I mean, stay, you know, fucking stay calm. It's all good. Keep calm. It's fucking awesome.
Keep calm and carry on. Bye-bye.
Keep on calm and carry on, my wayward son.
Air Underground Radio.